If I walked into your house and handed you a check for $1 million, what would you say?
I'm thrilled.
When something shocking is reported, perhaps attributed to you, you might show a kind of polite resentment by saying, why the
silly thing?
When you meet someone, what do you say by way of greeting, asking about their health?
Hello, how are you?
When you are introduced to a stranger, what might you say?
Had deucer.
If you have enjoyed their visit, you say, come
back again.
What do you say when you meet someone on Christmas?
Merry Christmas.
What do you say on the 1st of January?
Happy New Year.
Anything you might say by way of appreciation besides thank you? You might say, I'm much.
Happier?
No, if somebody does something for you, instead of saying thank you, you could say, I'm much. I am much.
Surprised? Please?
Okay. If you are not sure whether you will have time or not, you say, I blank, I'll have time.
I will if I have time.
I have to go downtown to do some
shopping.
You made a purchase. The storekeeper took a piece of paper and
counted the figures.
You made a purchase. The storekeeper took a piece of paper and
typed it up.
Typed it?
Counted it up?
No. If you bought something, he took some paper and put it in that paper, and then what?
Bagged it.
Okay, or if you bought this, he put it in the paper and
wrapped it up. Wrapped the package.
When I got home with the package, I
opened it.
I
took the wrapping off.
No, complete the sentence. When I got home with the package, I
unwound the package, unwrapped the package.
If you sell for less than you paid, you say, I had to sell it
for less.
You admire something but don't have enough money to buy it. You say, I like it, but
it's too high.
Time to pay the bill, you say the bill is
due.
If you belong to a club, you have to pay the
fee.
To stay in good standing in your club or lodge, you have to pay your
dues.
If you haven't any money, you go to a friend and try to
borrow.
When the banker is refusing a loan, he says money is blank.
Too tight, scarce.
He ran down the springboard and blanked it.
Broke it.
No, we're talking about swimming. He ran down the springboard and blanked it.
Dived in the pond.
Mm-hmm. When you dive in and hit the water flat, you call that a
belly buster.
Mm-hmm. If a boy puts his head on the ground and kicks up his feet and goes over, you say he turns a
somersault.
He wanted to get across the river, so he blanked in and he dived in and
swam the river.
When you buy something or pay your bill, some storekeepers will give you a little present and say it's for
you.
Well, if you buy something or pay your bill, some storekeepers will give you a little present and say it's for, what's the present for? Alright, this is
a gift.
Okay, this is talking about drown. Someone who got caught in a whirlpool and didn't get out, you'd say he was, or he got blank.
Drowned.
After he went down for the third time, you say he
went under.
No, still talking about drown.
Drowned.
I wasn't there. I didn't see him
dive in.
What? What does a baby do before it's able to walk?
Crawl.
You saw something up a tree. You wanted to take a closer look at it, so you went over to the tree and